So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek taught the following two halachas. When there are two karbanos to be brought, the karban that is more frequent precedes the karban that is less frequent. And a karban with greater kedusha precedes a karban with lesser kedusha. The Gemara now inquires, if there are two karbanos to be brought, one is tadr, more frequent, and the other is mekudesh, it has more kedusha. Which karban comes first? The Gemara seeks to bring several proofs, one from the previous Mishnah's case of Shlam Shal Emesh, Chatas V'ashim Shal Yoim, Shlam Shal Emesh Kaidman. We have before us a Shlam that was brought to the Azara yesterday, and the Chatas V'ashim that was brought to the Azara today. According to Reb Meir, the Shlam of yesterday comes first so that we do not delay any longer. This implies, however, if both karbanos were brought to the Azara on the same day, the Chatas comes first because it has greater Kedusha, even though the Shlam is more frequent, since the Shlam can be brought any time by Nadir Uva Nedava. Apparently because Tadr Mekudesh, Mekudesh Kaidim. The Gemara says that this is not proof, because a Shlam is not considered Tadr, only Motzi, more common because it's not a Chayva. There's no obligation to bring a Shlam frequently, and only Tamid and Musafin are considered Tadr because there is a Chayva to bring them frequently. The Gemara proceeds with a second question. Ibailuhu. What's the halach of two karbanos came to the Azara? One was tadr and one was not tadr. And someone went ahead and shechted the one that was not tadr first. What comes first? The zrika of the in the tadr or the shechita of the tadr? Perhaps, keeping the shachte makrevle, we complete the zrika of the in the tadr first because it was already shechted. Or perhaps, yov la'achar de b'maris b'dame ad de makrevle le tadr v'had de makrevle she'in the tadr. We do the shchit of the tadr first because it was supposed to come first, and we make the end of the tadr wait. Gemara seeks to bring several proofs, but the question remains unresolved. Zok the Mishnah, Amri b'Shimon, im re'isa shemen shu meschalik ba'azara, ein tzarech l'shamahu, ela ma'isa rikike menachas Yisrael v'loik shemen shu metzayra. Shimon says that if one observes oil being distributed to the kohanim to be eaten, it's certainly the leftovers of a Yisrael's mincha or v'loik shemen of a metzayra. And in Reisa Shemet Shu Nitin Al Gabi Ha'ishim, Ein Sarach Lishol Mahu, Ela Meisir Rikikim Minchas Kehanim Minchas Kayin Mashiach. If one observes oil being burned on the Mizbeach, it's certainly the leftovers of Minchas Kehanim. However, the oil is certainly not from a Nadava because the B'Shimon holds, Ein Misnat Ben Shemen, one cannot donate oil alone as a carbon. Reb Tavin disagrees and says, Misnat Ben Shemen, one can donate oil alone as a carbon because the Pasuk states, V'nefesh Kisakav Carbon Minchal Hashem. The word carbon is superfluous and teaches that one can donate shemen alone as a carbon mincha. Shmuel adds that the Hekesh, the comparison from mincha to shemen, teaches ma mincha koimtze b'shiyura nechalon, av shemen koimtze b'shiyura of nechalon. Just like in the mincha, the koin separates a koimet to be burned on the mizbeach and the rest is eaten by the kohanim, so too in the carbon shemen, the koin separates a koimet and the rest is eaten. The Gemara, however, concludes that this is actually machlikas in the following Mishnah. Shemen lo yifches milayg, Rabbi Omer, shleisha slugin. The Rabban hold that a carbon shemen nedava must be at least one leg, while Rebbe holds that a carbon shemen nedava must be at least three leg. And the Gemara explains that the machlekes is based on the way a hekesh works. The Rabban hold dun mina umina. Once we learn the hekesh, we derive all of the halachas as well. Therefore, man mincha misnadvin av shemen misnadvin. And umina, we also derive shemen from mincha in that man mincha leg shemen av kan leg shemen. Just like a mincha requires a minimum of one leg shemen, so too a shemen nedava requires a minimum of one leg shemen. And accordingly, the Rabban hold umina. While Rebbe holds Domina Boki Ba'astra, we only utilize the Hekesh for the specific halacha necessary, and all other halachas remain as indicated here. Therefore, Ma Mincha Misnadvin, Avshemin Misnadvin, Vuki Ba'astra, Kenesachim. We derive the other halachas of Shemin from Yain Nesachim because both Shemin and Yain are similar, and that Boba from the Atzmai. They can be brought by themselves without other ingredients. And therefore, Ma Nesachim Shleish Eslugin, Avshemin Shalish Lugin. Just like Yain Nesachim requires a minimum of three lug Yain, so two Shemen Nedava requires a minimum of three lug Shemen. And accordingly, Rebbe holds Ma Nesachim Kulan L'Safalon Av Shemen Kulan L'Ishem. Just like Yain Nesachim is poured completely into the bowls that are on the Mizbeach, so two Shemen Nedava is burned completely on the Mizbeach. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding a carbon Yain Nedava, what is to be done with wine that was donated as a carbon. Shmuel says, HaMasnadav Yain, Mevi Mazal Figabi Ishem. The Yain Nedava must be sprinkled on the fire of the Mizbeach because the Pasuk states, V'yayin takrav l'nesach chatzehin ishirich nechaych l'Hashem. Sometimes wine is to be burned on the fire of the Mizbeach. And as Rashi explains, the Pasuk cannot be referring to Yain Nesachim because the words Hazach Nesach Shecha teach that Yain Nesachim must be seen on the Mizbeach by plugging the Safalim before the wine drains into the Shisen. Therefore, the Pasuk can only be referring to Yain Nedava, which is to be burned on the Mizbeach. The Gemara asks, V'halka Mechabi, Why is it permitted to sprinkle wine on the fire? The wine caused the fire to become distinguished, which is forbidden, as the pasuk states, "Eish tamid tukad al mizbech leisichba." The Gemara offers two solutions: either kibbe b'miktzis loish me kibui, this or leisichava applies only to one who extinguishes the entire fire, while here the wine extinguishes only part of the fire, or kibbe the mitzvah shani, since the kohen's intentions are to fulfill the mitzvah b'yayin nedava, there is no iser leisichava. The Gemara, however, questions this from the following brisa: yayin nesach l'safalim oyein el li'ishim amrit leichba. The wine must be poured into the bowls on the mizbech, but it may not be sprinkled onto the fire because there's an iser leisichva. This implies that even kibbe the mitzvah is forbidden. The Gemara explains that this depends on the machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon regarding davar she'im miskaven, a permissible act which may result in the iser deraisa being done inadvertently. The brisa of yayin nedava l'safalim is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds davar she'im miskaven aser. One may not do something which might result in an iser, even if this is not his intention. Therefore, kivui de mitzvah is forbidden, even though his intention is for the mitzvah, not for kivui. And Rashi explains accordingly: akolei mishmuusei the isha lemidrashay nachas ruachu lefanai ki ishim. We must say that the word isha is not understood literally to mean the fire, but rather isha means that the nesachim bring satisfaction to Hashem like their krabans on the fire. While Shmuel, who says yein nedava leishim, follows the opinion of Reb Shimon, who holds davar she'im miskaven is mutter. One may do something which might result in an iser because the iser will come about without his intention. Therefore, kivui the mitzvah is permitted because his intention is for the mitzvah, not for kivui, and the word isha is understood literally to mean a fire. Hanulach perek ha'atada, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 10th perek of Masechta Zvachim, and we begin the 11th perek, Dam Chatas, in the next year, Be'ezus Hashem.